Time for our Health Matters segment with our friends from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health and one returning guest, Mary Sue Dean, who's the Director of Development for the Finger Lakes Health Foundation, is here. Good morning. How
Good
are you?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me back.
And we have a new guest here, Allie Cozen, who is from the Friends of Geneva General Hospital. Morning, Allie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Great. Mary Sue, I want to start with you because we've talked about this with a couple of other nonprofit organizations. This is an important month because it's National Volunteer Month.
It is, and it's really important to sort of for all of the nonprofits, no matter what area you're working in, whether it's healthcare, community development, childcare, social, whatever issue that you're trying to address with your nonprofit, to recognize that there are so many people who give of their time and their talents to help out in a variety of capacities. And we're very lucky at Finger Lakes Health to have a few groups of folks who do that for us.
And you would think, well, okay, maybe a medical organization doesn't need volunteers, number one. Or number two, I don't have a medical background, so how can I help? So let's address both of those.
Yeah, this actually, so I'm here today really to talk about our three auxiliaries. Auxiliaries traditionally grew up, just when you think about it, even like the Legion has auxiliaries. So there are a couple different organizations. And they were sort of the parallel organization, mostly women who may or may not be partners of the folks who were, in the Legion or in the case at that, working at the hospital, whichever it was. That, of course, has evolved over time. During many, many decades at the hospital, we did have, you remember the old candy stripers, right?
I do.
And folks who came into the hospital to help with things like give people directions, hand out materials. During COVID, pretty much, it was too crazy and not safe, and pretty much the hospital doors ended up closing to volunteers being actively involved in the hospital. Over the last few years since, we have actually been lucky to have people who are still committed to helping out in whatever way they can and being a part of the foundation, which is the fundraising arm of the hospital, helping fundraise for the various efforts at the hospital. We are very blessed to have three auxiliaries that do that. Friends of Geneva General Hospital, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, our friends down in Penyan, and also we have the Taylor Brown Auxiliary, which formerly supported Taylor Brown, what was Taylor Brown Hospital is now Huntington Living Center in Waterloo. They're a bunch of wonderful humans who do a lot of different things to help fundraise for each of those organizations, and we're really grateful to have them.
And one of the things about volunteering in any of these three disciplines is you are helping your own friends and neighbors, kind of in an ancillary way, because your friends and neighbors, well, they go see the doctors and they visit the hospitals.
And I would say it's not even ancillary, right? Like literally, when you're fundraising for your community healthcare system, it matters.
Oh, yeah. It definitely does. Allie, I want to bring you into the conversation here. We're talking with Allie Cozen and Mary Sue Dean about some of the volunteering that happens within the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health family here in the Finger Lakes, with April being a National Volunteer Month. Tell me about the recent FLX Comedy Cares event, because I heard that was a home run.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun to plan and get going. We were definitely very grateful for Marty Garcia Cotter, who helped get this all together. He was more than willing to donate his time, as well as five other comedian friends of his donated their time. It was a great success. I think Mary Sue and I had a lot of fun. We had some wonderful volunteers that helped celebrity bartend. I think we had three or four, so they were great. It was a lot of fun. We raised money for obviously the hospital, and we also were able to bring the community together for a fun, easy event over at Twisted Rail. They also donated the space for us to use, so all around, it was a group effort that was so very fun and exciting to see for, obviously, a very good cause.
And there was another fundraiser event, the Pickleball for Health Tournament. I know, fingers crossed for the good weather. Everything turned out well in the end.
Yeah. So we had one last October. We have 2.0 coming this this October.
We're gonna do it again.
So, it was a lot of fun last year. Mary Sue definitely took lead on that one at that point, but it was It was awesome. We're going to do it again this year. So yeah, October, 3rd, I think we have set for this year. Obviously pickleball, we did a clinic last year for people that hadn't done pickleball before. So again, getting people from the community to do healthy activities to raise funds for our local hospital. But it was great. It was good. And we're excited for this year.
And I've said this about volunteering before. The beauty of volunteering is if you think that there's a certain level of time commitment involved, you can do as little or as much as you can.
Yeah, certainly with our auxiliaries, that is absolutely the case. We have, thankfully, I sort of roped Allie into really helping to reconstitute what had been the Geneva General Hospital Auxiliary and now really is the Friends of Geneva General Hospital. We talk about Marty Garcia Cotter, a comedian locally here. He actually was one of our patients at the hospital and was, I mean, he's been a champion for Geneva General and for Finger Lakes Health. So he now is an official member of Friends of Geneva General.
But I'm not just a comedian, I'm also a client.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so, you know, everybody has something that they can give and give back. And we're very lucky. And even our employees give back by making donations through our employee campaign for doing things in the community. This is a community-based health system. And it's vital, right, that it remains in this community and is active in the community, provides healthcare services to this community. And so it's really, we feel, you know, it is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, we had a jewelry sale in the lobby at the hospital that Allie was very, we had a lot of fun with that too. But, you know, people gave an hour to help sell. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to also bring in some of our less mobile folks from the living centers right there on campus to come do a little Christmas shopping, right? Everything has sort of its next step. You know, this is a community organization, so we're really grateful.
And if you want to get your foot in the door with volunteering, you're not sure about it, you could try volunteering for one of these events, one of these fundraising events that are coming up, because, you know, maybe you have a skill set that can be utilized there. And if it's a good fit for you, well, now you're on your way.
Yeah, exactly. And it is rewarding. I mean, I could say, like, poor Allie. I mean, like, she's taken on so much. But, you know, I think we could talk about why.
Yeah. I'm born and raised in Geneva. I have a pure passion for the community. I am not in healthcare myself, but have quite a few of very close immediate relatives that are knee deep in healthcare. That alone, you know, between community and family, it's most important. So what better way to do that than supporting our local hospital?
Yeah, and it puts you really in touch with what's going on around the area to participate in something like this, especially within one of these auxiliary organizations that's tied to healthcare, because that's so prominent. It's so top of mind right now because people are thinking about, you know, what's going to happen with their health insurance, what's going to happen with their doctors, that sort of thing. This is a good way to kind of stay in the loop.
It is. And we do have, actually, we have other hospital volunteers. We do. I'm focused on the auxiliaries because I'm the director of the foundation. So that's my thing. But we do have volunteers that do come into our adult living centers. So Huntington Living Center North and South and down at the Homestead, you know, helping out with some resident activities or bringing, you know, some effort with some of the local churches to do services and that kind of thing. Yeah. So there's any number of ways to get involved. You know, step up, give me a call, send me an email. We'll find a place for you.
Now, speaking of fundraising, here is a good way to help raise some funds. Geneva Launch 2397, the Sons and Daughters of Italy and America, are doing what's called Rock for Kidneys. This is coming up in a couple of Saturdays, April the 25th, at the Sons and Daughters of Italy, Prospect Street in Geneva. Mary, I'll let you go ahead and tell everybody what the deal is for this. because this is ridiculously cheap.
Yeah, best bargain for dinner. It is. Yes. This was our second annual. It was started by Mike Rossetti of Rossi Acoustic. It is a music night. We have three live musical performances, including Rockin' Boots, as well as the Dapper Rats, and then Rossi Acoustics, Mike and his partner. It is a benefit for the Dialysis Center in Geneva, at Geneva General Hospital. Dialysis is a particularly, challenge for both their patients and caregivers. And it's just a really great way to give back to the Dialysis Center. Mike's dad was one of our patients. So he really started this because he was so grateful to have those services available locally. Last year they made $3,500. He wants to beat it again this year. They're going to have some drawings and other fun things to raise some money, but $10 for a pasta dinner, I'm telling you, gelati pasta sauce is all I'm going to say. Great music.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you've never had Chef Pete gelati sauce, okay, you need to try this stuff. I guarantee you'll be addicted once, yeah.
Correct.
One taste of it.
Yeah.
So you're getting live entertainment and a pasta dinner for $10. You can't beat that deal anywhere else.
No, you cannot.
And it's for
chances
a great
to win toy and then win prizes.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So again, that is April 25th. You can buy tickets from the foundation office. You can buy tickets at the door, or you can give Mike Rossi a call. 315
Mike Rossetti.
I'm sorry. 315-237-3627. 315-237-3627 to be a part of that Rock for Kidneys benefit. Again,
they have them too at Sons and Daughters, so yeah. They've got them ahead of time.
And it's at Sons and Daughters Saturday the 25th, starting at 4:00. So, Alex, Allie, and Mary Sue, thank you very much. Appreciate you both being here.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Best of success in your continued endeavors.
Thanks a lot.